play that for Lionel Lupin. It's not unusual. Oh, it's a great setting here, Denin Lou. We're actually looking over the sea at the moment. It is a beautiful setting. If only you could be here as well. Right, what have we got time for? It's time for this. But I can't find anybody to take tea with me. Yes, we're going to even have tea on a Sunday afternoon in Lou. I'm going to call my personalised butler who's come down to Lou with me. Jeeves!
You rag, my lady.
Yeah, I think I'll have to have a drink on my own. There's nobody... Hang on.
Yeah, what's it? This is Crusher. Crusher. Mr. Grizzly sent me down here.
What do you want?
To have a cup of tea with you.
Okay, you can have a cup of tea.
So get the tea out.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute then. Let me just pour it up. I say, pour it up, Jeeves, please. What do you want, Crusher, anyway?
I'll push your throat right down into your stomach.
What do you want? Coffee or tea?
You all of coffee.
Yeah.
7 sugars.
What do you... 7 sugars?
I don't get funny. Here, eat up.
Okay, hold on. Here, have this. Really, please, Crusher. Come on. Doing it in front of people today. Anything else you want?
We also, we're all over a plate of pickled whelks.
Plate of pickled whelks, please.
What?
Plate of pickled whelks, please, Jeeves. Here, Crusher, have these. Really? Really, you can't argue with a man like that. He's just built like a Greek lavatory. A little later on, we'll be hoping to get hold of a village idiot of Lou and have a word with him. The music goes on the seafront of Lou on Cornwall, the WR Roadshow with Dave Young and Amazulu.
Yeah.
There's Amazulu. You're listening to Dave Young.
Soul of insanity itself.
In a minute, we have got a village idiot. Let me tell you about the late night chemist. Tonight it's Beta, the tithe-in, 6 to 7pm. Now, if you're thinking of going on holiday and having a naughty, dirty weekend with your mistress or your boyfriend while the wife or the husband sits at home, then maybe this story will put you off. As the holiday season approaches, here's a warning to anyone who might be tempted to get away from it all with the wrong companion. A London publisher succumbed to such a temptation last year. He took his mistress to Normandy, leaving his wife under the impression he was off to Brussels on business. The sneaky pair had a blissful week or so in a delightful old world hotel and returned home certain that their secret was safe. Recently, the publisher, perhaps suffering a pang of conscience, took his wife to a travel agent to arrange a holiday for them both. Browsing among the brochures, she chanced upon one extolling Normandy as the place to unwind. The cover photograph showed a happy couple leaning against a harbour wall with the arms around each other, obviously unaware that they were being snapped by the French tourist board. And yes, you guessed it, the photo on the front was of her husband and his fancy woman. Oh dear. Well, we've dragged onto the road show, onto the, we're on the middle of the beach here, and we've dragged onto the road show platform a Lou Village Idiot. Let's just have a word with him a minute.
Hello, what up's James Josh on Op? What does that say? I'm a village idiot from Lou. That's what that says down here, so that must be right.
This must be, must be.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
And I think that.
Yeah.
Well, people are not all stupid down
no,
here.
No, no, definitely not.
There are a few stupid, stupid people.
Yeah.
And a few not so stupid.
I see. Yeah, I've got that,
and
I think.
People that are stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not really too stupid.
Oh,
I'd just like to say that to get something clear first.
Yeah, we've got that
so
clear.
So you know just what we're doing down here.
Yeah, we've got that.
Okay. Now, I'd just like to tell you about
yeah.
the jobs that we do down here.
Yeah, what jobs do they do down here?
Some of us are farmers.
Yeah.
And we farm. And some of us, yes,
yeah.
some of us are even fishermen.
Fish, what do you do?
And you know what we do?
No,
we
tell me.
We fish farm. Yes. Also,
yeah.
there are some people that don't do anything at all.
Nothing at all?
And I think those are called politicians.
Oh, we're boogieing in the sand down here in Lou. If you just joined us, we're coming live from Lou in Cornwall, the WR Roadshow. As I walk along the beach here, all I can see is a pair of feet. Yeah, a pair of feet. Somebody has been buried completely in the sand. Excuse me, who are you? Who?
This is Ian Palmer.
Oh, leave him. Actually, a little competition a little later on. Steve Tyrone will be buried in the sand. And the first person to dig him up gets a thick ear. The green light is flashing in front of me means only one thing. Peabody Woodley, who is coming live from the swimming pool in Lou, is ready with a report.
This is me, Peabody Woodley, reporting at the edge of a swimming pool. Oh, thank you very much. Just got a bit wet there. Anyway, this is the local news. At Paddington today, the Plymouth line was subject to delay. The 11:42 was on time. The 15:29 was a little late, and the 19:45 train was very late. Passengers received apologies and their demob suits. A car mounted the curb today outside Mrs. Mary Whitehouse's home, so she threw a bucket of water over it. Whilst Arnold Crump, a 6'9", ham-fisted, hairy drunk with a short temper, bad breath, acne, dandruff, and fleas, was named by Scotland Yard today as Britain's most unwanted man. An unhappy moment at King's Cross Station tonight when a Scottish football fan lost all his luggage moments after stepping off the train. The cork fell out. This is me, Peabody Woodley, on the Loo special. And it's back to the studios now. With Rave Dung.
first class. Live from Cornwall in Lou. Or Lou in Cornwall. We had a great time last night. We went out to a party, me and Harry and all the lads. But I've just had enough of Grizz this afternoon. I'm just trying to stick it through his way. And as I'm walking along the beach here, I can see Harry trying to catch me up. Let's just get around the corner here, lads, and lose him a minute.
Hey, Sam!
Oh no!
Hey, son, you're trying to run away, then you couldn't have recognised me. Know what I mean? Well, it's Harry Grizzly. I'll tell you what, son, go sit over there, and we'll get some drinks. Know what I mean?
Let's see, that's all right then.
Bit flush, yeah. You know, only other week I was on holiday with Mrs. Grizzly. Know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I was in Switzerland.
Switzerland. What was it like?
You couldn't see anything. The bloody mountains kept getting in the way. You know what I mean? Say no more, ask no questions.
It's nice here, isn't it, Harry? Just sat here watching the waves going outside the pub.
Yeah, the advertisement they did about the hotel, certainly true, son. Only a stone's throw from the beach.
Yeah, I know.
All the bloody windows are broken in there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've been making a bomb down here, son, know what I mean? I'm a bit flush, son, know what I mean? Say no more.
Oh, yeah.
I've been down here selling the stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah, I've been down here with the hot dog stand with Palmer and all that, know what I mean? In fact, I'm feeling so generous that I'm going to bring them all back a present, know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I got St. John,
Air
Royal.
Yeah, what else have we got?
Yeah, I got Tyrone a present.
What have you got him?
Yeah, I got him a stick of rocks, son, because that's the only hard...
No, you can't say that. You can't say that. That's disgusting, Grizzly.
No,
no, you can't. You can't. You'll get a strike off
here. All right. Know what I mean? I'll take him some nappies instead.
Is that all your present?
I even got palm or something. I got him a rubber ring, sunshine. So
what is
when
that?
He's talking to anybody, in case they fall in his mouth, they got something to hold on to. Tell you what, son, I'm knackered. I've been doing all the chores all day.
Oh, what chores?
Oh, thank you. Mine's a pint of bitter.
Oh, God.
I'll see you in a minute.
I'll
go and
get a drink. All right, I'll be back in a minute.
Hello, mate. All right.
I see. I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, look at that old fat old frump over there. Oh, that old woman. The green costume on. God, what a fat ugly sight. Yeah, one that's jumping up in the sea and waving. It's the most hideous sight on the entire beach. Do you think she's jumping up and down and beckoning and leering towards me? Some kind of propositioning, son? Know what I mean?
I don't know. I'll just call her over. She's my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's no need to get like that, son. No, I didn't mean it. Know what I mean?
You see, I've got just one thing for you.
Oh, yeah, what's that? Know what I mean? Oh, yeah, you want to try that, do you? Have this chair over your head. Uncle Harry will sort you out, don't you worry.
From the street,
Modern Romance there and Everybody Salsa. That's about it from us. One more record to go. We're going to have a good old sing-along. Thank you for joining us from Lou, and thanks to all the crows for coming down to see us. We're going to have a sing-along with this one. Remember this one? The Art Company and Susanna.
Sit together on the sofa with the music way down.
Some of the people to sing along with this. Who should we start with? Harry Grizzly, why not?
All right, Sam, know what I mean. Getting paid for this, are you?
Then I sit myself beside her. Try to take her hand in mine.
Oh.
The moment's gone, the feeling's over. She looks around.
Bloody waste of time.
Well, that's that.
Go on, get stuck in. Know what I mean? Susanna. Know what I mean?
Susanna.
I'm in love with you.
Okay, Lionel Lupin on the next voice. On the next verse. Ready, Lionel?
Yes.
Got a bit of horn first.
Nigel.
The magic's gone, it's a disaster.
Oh, it's Tony Say John
no
now.
Point to start again. She says, I think I better go. She says goodbye, and I say no!
Okay, Peabody, you've joined us now. Ready, son?
Susanna. Susanna.
What a prat. I'm so all together, boy.
Yeah.
That's it from Lou. Thank you for turning out and thank you for listening in Worcester. Just before we go, we got a message for Steve Tyrone from Lionel.
This is me, Lionel Lupin. And I got a message for Stephen. I just got from Harold Grizzly 5 bottles of oil. And I'm going to come up to the studio next week. Let Stephen rub it in.
And that's it from Lou. Good afternoon.